Welcome, everybody. Thank you for joining us at the Brothers Layman Sports Happy Hour with your host, Chris.
And Jonathan.
Hope everybody's doing well on this Saturday. Saturday evening for us. It's a beautiful day today out in Los Angeles.
Wonderful day.
Hope things are going well with everybody. You can find our show at www.blackisonline.com. You can also find us on Stitcher and iTunes under the Black Is Podcast. Leave us ratings and comments. Give us a thumbs up if you're liking us. You can also reach us at Twitter at Brothers Layman. You can email us at thebrotherslayman@gmail.com. And you can also hit us up on our hotline, 323-455-4219. And this is all Layman, L-E-H-M-A-N.
Hit us up. All questions, comments, concerns, definitely hit us up, and we'll definitely hit you back. Definitely. So let's get started. Got a lot of good stuff to talk about. I know the last time we talked to you guys was before the Oklahoma series and Miami series started. So let's get started and talk about what's been going on with this. Now up to game three, Miami and Oklahoma City each 1-1 apiece. I'm sure, you know, as a Miami fan and Oklahoma City fan, they want them swept or, you know, beaten as quickly as possible. But for just regular NBA fans like yourself and myself, shoot, I'm hoping this series goes to seven games.
Happy with the turnout that it's these two teams, and so far they have not disappointed. It seemed like in the series, the first team that gets to 100 is the winner. They both have been awesome games. Miami's jumped out to the lead in both games. Thunder were able to pull it out in game one. Game two, Miami almost blew it, but they were able to hold on. And it's almost been a tale of two games. And on game one, it was Thunder 105-94. On game two, flips 186. Heat. So far, the two big names have been stepping up and beasting in both games. LeBron played 46 minutes, dropped 39, 4 assists, 4 steals, 7-9 in game one. And then tops it, going for 32, 8, 5, 12 for 12 on the free throw line. I mean, you never thought he'd hit all his free throws, especially if he gets 10 of them.
And that was a big surprise for me. He came up very clutch in game two. Two big free throws in the fourth quarter. Shook, I guess, had to shut some of the critics up. He went 12 for 12. You know, good job. What you should be doing in the big games. Hopefully he can continue.
Yeah, he hasn't disappointed. Like, he also made that nice bank shot fall away. That three-pointer he took with Tarman in that was awful.
Yes.
I had hope for his sake that that wasn't his final shot of the game. That was bad. He still sometimes settles for jumpers way too much. But he was aggressive game two. Game one, I think, once the Thunder started pushing back, Miami had no answer and kind of let up on him. And Durant just won the game. You know, this one he almost did again.
Oh, yeah.
Dude is making a name for himself this season for sure, and definitely in these playoffs. We know LeBron has been basically the number one player in the playoffs all season, but Durant has been on his heels. You know, came out in game two, 36, 8 boards, 4 assists, 12 of 20, 4 of 8 from 3.
Yeah, he's been balling. I said, you know, earlier in a few of our podcasts that I had to change my pick for the best player in the league to Kevin Durant. He is he's proven to me that he's a beast. He is now, in my opinion, like I said, the best player in the league. The brother can shoot. His defense has definitely been improving. He can rebound. He's an excellent free throw shooter. And the threes that he's been making have been just unreal. I mean, the way he's been coming off picks, hitting threes from 30 feet away, it's been ridiculous. So I hope Kevin Durant can keep it up. Unfortunately, in game two, he and Westbrook had to deal with foul trouble. Westbrook, you know, ended with 5 fouls, so unfortunately, he couldn't be as aggressive as he wanted to be throughout the game. But as far as Westbrook goes, people got to start to back off of him. I know Magic was talking some smack about him. We all know he's not your normal average point guard. He's not a pass-first point guard. That's not his style. That's not who he is. You know, and you can't force him to be somebody he's not. You got, you know, Oklahoma City needs him to score. That's the only way they're going to win the series. So he's going to have to step up. Do I think he should be taking less shots? Yes. I mean, you know, Kevin Durant is the best player on the team. I think he should be getting the majority of shots. So, but, you know, Westbrook's going to take his shots. You know, when they were winning throughout the series, nobody was complaining about it. Now, all of a sudden that they lost one, it's all on Westbrook. I can't go that far and say that. Harden definitely stepped up game two after a boo-boo game one. Oof, he had 5 points in game one. We came out big, had 21 points in game three. Unfortunately, it wasn't enough. So we'll see what happens in game three. Miami's going home for three straight games. I think Oklahoma City can pull out game three. I know they're going to be focused and ready. Scott Brooks is probably going to come with some adjustments like he always does, like he's been doing throughout the playoffs. And this will be an interesting series to see how it turns out.
Yeah, they've been on Russell Westbrook something hard. I think it's somewhat funny that after game one, it was all about Dwayne Wade and where's the Flash?
Exactly.
Because he's lost a step. Is he getting, you know, is his injuries worse than they're letting on? The Dwayne Wade of 06, or Dwayne Wade of 2 years ago, is he not that explosive guy anymore? Has he peaked already? Have we already seen Dwayne Wade peak and he's on his way down? And he came back, stepped up in game two, did what he had to do. I mean, there were questions, and he came out with 24, 6, and 5. You know, was more aggressive going to the hole and looking for his shot, which, you know, I questioned him being a second-half player. And he came out in game two and, you know, helped out a whole lot.
Oh,
just being more aggressive and being – he can't be really a number two. I mean, if you want to look at it, but he should be more of a 1A. You know, number two is where he's fallen. But for them, they need him to be one and 1A. You know, now that that's gone, now it's all on Westbrook. And nobody's asking Dwayne Wade to change who he is, but Westbrook, it seems like everybody wants him to be, like you said, a traditional point guard. You know, we just do, and that's probably because we've seen Chris Paul, we've seen Rondo not too long ago just go nuts and putting up 10 assists every game and flirting with
Tony
Parker. Yeah, Tony Parker. And Tony Parker has been more of a passer, but he was more of a scoring guard like Russell Westbrook. If he was a traditional point guard, they wouldn't be where they were, even where they are, excuse me. They've been killing, and he's been dynamic. To me, he has to take better shot selection.
I mean, that's the big key for him. Yeah, he definitely has to take better shot selection. But as far as he's taking too many shots, no.
But what's the ratio? Say if you give Kevin Durant 25 shots, how many should Russell Westbrook take? If you're going to say, all right, Kevin Durant, I need you to shoot 25 times, Russell Westbrook, how many shots should you get?
Russell Westbrook, here's the thing. Because he plays the point guard position, it really depends on the flow of the game. I mean, you saw in game one, he dished out 11 assists. I mean, the man can pass. You know, he can do what a traditional point guard does. So if, let's say Durant does get 25 shots, I would say, Westbrook, if Harden's not on, I need you to take 20. But if Harden's hitting, you know, you take 15, let Harden get get 20 shots. You know,
yes.
Get it to him, get some assists, you know, run the offense, which he has done a good job doing. Now, the shots I don't mind are, you know, when he's coming up, running a break, and he may stop and pull up for a mid-range jumper at the free throw line. Those shots I don't mind. Those actually are good shots. It just hasn't been going in.
Right. Yeah,
he's chucking up threes and crap, that's when I tend to have an issue, because he's not really a three-point threat, in my opinion.
What it feels like most people want him to do is they basically want him to be the number three. That's how it comes off. It's like, because you're the point, and it's part of it, well, actually, majority of it, it's all about position.
Yeah,
if they had a guy who really wasn't a point guard, like if he was a two-guard and you had a Mario Chalmers-like guy, and because of that, Russell Westbrook had to run the offense, he probably wouldn't get as much shit, because he's like, well, they don't really have a traditional point guard. Russell Westbrook is your two guard, but he's your best ball handler, so this is just what it is. But because he is your point guard, it's a problem.
Well, coming out of UCLA, you knew he wasn't a traditional point guard. He was more of a scoring threat than an actual point guard.
He needs to be, like I said, aggressive. When he's on, they're scary.
Exactly. Yeah.
I think it's more decision. His shot and his shot selection, just taking better shots. You know, if he's hitting, like you say, people are saying, well, he shot poorly. What if he made 4 or 5 more than baskets?
Exactly.
You know, but then people are still going to – it's just because Kevin Durant is just that sick, and I get that. When Kevin Durant, when he makes – when he even when he misses because it looks good, and they've been a jump-shooting team. They're trying to get out of that a little bit, trying to be more aggressive, but they are a jump-shooting team. And Westbrook pulls up for his jumper, and he jumps high as hell.
Yeah, one thing you don't see them do a lot, which they're going to have to learn to do eventually, is Kevin Durant, you know, when and Westbrook as well, when they see the matchups, you know, and the mismatches that they have, they got to be able to post up. That's the one thing about that team that I really don't see them doing much is posting up.
No, they don't really have a post-up guy. But you got to expose Shane Battier. If you're big and they're going small, you have to at least run a play where he gets, you know, catches it 6 feet away from the basket, gets a nice, you know, close post up, and force Battier to guard him. Because I mean, you're gonna give it up on offense in a way because they're gonna spread the floor and it's gonna pull Ibaka or Perkins, whoever's guarding them, away from the basket. But you got to take advantage on the other end. And for those who have said I don't agree, I think they need to leave the lineup as is. I'm not with, let's just plug Harden in, because you plug Harden in, you lose game 3, now what?
Well, Harden's your spark off the bench, so you can't just go ahead and start Harden. I mean, Harden's been coming off the bench his whole career. He hasn't started yet. And, you know, and you see how well he does when he comes off the bench. He's the sixth man of the freaking year, for God's sake. He's perfect off the bench, and he accepts that role, so it works out fine. I don't say you have to change. I don't agree change the lineup either. Why change what's been working?
Yeah, and you have Cephalosha. It's not like he's garbage. Or he's not giving you anything on the floor. He can space it, and he can spread it and shoot it, but you brought him on there for defense. And with having guys like a LeBron James or a D-Wade on the other end, I mean, you need somebody that's going to make them work. And he's been effective. You know, he can't do it by himself. I mean, you know, nobody's going to do that. But you at least can have moments where, hey, you just guard him one-on-one and make it rough. And somehow down the line, we'll start double teaming and, you know, throwing different looks at him. But we need you to lock up on him.
And Shane Battier, in my opinion, has been the key for Miami game 1 and 2, even though they did lose game 1. I mean, he scored 17 points in both games, which is huge, considering they don't really get much from, you know, beyond the big 3. 17 points from him, he's been hitting threes like crazy. I mean, he's just been on fire. So if Oklahoma City can find some way to shut him out or, you know, limit him to lower than 10 points, I think they have a really good shot at winning game 3.
Yeah, he has come out like, I'm in this league too damn long, I want a motherfucking ring. Now, if we don't get a ring, it's not because of me.
Definitely.
In a way,
not.
It's like I'm leaving it all on the floor. You know, you need a role player. Role players ain't stepping up. I'm stepping the fuck up. When they built that team, that's the kind of role players they were going to need in order to win a championship.
Well, role players are the ones who help you win championships. You can't win championships without solid role players. You got to have guys who know their roles, who do them well, and who accept their roles, and who play to, you know, like you said, Battier, you just give it everything you got. And when you have guys like that, it makes it so much easier on your stars than your all-star players.
Yeah, because clearly Mike Miller is banged up and just hurt, and I don't know what it is with James Jones. James Jones is either in or he's out. He's never consistently in. So having him to spread the floor makes a big difference, and he's a veteran presence in the locker room. Eddie Curry wasn't doing enough for you. Like, we got Eddie Curry. Eddie Curry should be happy as hell. He is on that team.
The fact that he isn't starting says enough for Eddie Curry.
The fact that I'm like, have we seen a sighting? Granted, Spoelstra hasn't used much of his bench at all. I mean, he gave Norris Cole some run in game 2, which he should have been doing for a long time.
Definitely.
Not playing him in game 1. Norris Cole is a nice little spark off the bench, can get you at least 6 quick points. Had a good time when you bring Fisher in. You know, Fisher has to deal with a young guy. This is a guy who's going to be a part of your team. You want him to get used to being under these pressure situations.
Exactly.
And now we're going to the 3-2-2-3-2 format. I've heard all different views on whether people like this or they don't like this particular format. It's funky. It is, but I like that it's a little change up. You know, but Miami should feel good about the split, which they should going home, but the way they almost blew that game, I mean, they're not feeling great at all. If I'm Oklahoma City, I'm feeling like, all right, we haven't played well starting off these quarters. You know, going into the games, we're getting behind 15 points early and we're having to pull it out. And we can do it, but if we keep doing this, more than likely we're not going to win at all.
Definitely. And like I tweeted, I think that, you know, even though Oklahoma City did lose, they only lost by a few points in game two, I think they have to be very confident going into game three, knowing that they were, you know, down almost 20 points and still almost came and won the game. Considering the fact, like I said earlier, that Kevin Durant and Westbrook have foul trouble, they both weren't even shooting that well, and Miami still barely won the game, that just tells me, you know, from what I'm seeing, Miami's not going to win this series.
It looks funny because game one, you had a big lead and you lost. And I don't like big leads. I do not like big leads in the first quarter. That means nothing to me. It just means you came out hot, great. And I've been on both sides of those as a fan. You know, you come out hot, you're like, all right, good, we established ourselves. And sometimes you just got guys who are just going nuts. But it doesn't mean anything. You actually have to go into the second quarter as if you're tied. You know, that is close because,
yeah,
you know, it can evaporate just like that. And if you have a 17-point lead, then you go into halftime and it's five, your lead didn't mean nothing.
Exactly.
And they've blown it, and in game two, some were just lucky to hold on. So Oklahoma City's like, hey, if we keep it close throughout the whole game, we good.
Exactly.
And Miami should, you're not like, if it's a close game the whole way, can they pull it out? They haven't had the scenario hasn't flipped. What happens when game three, Oklahoma City's up eight going into the fourth quarter? What is Miami going to do? We don't know yet. And these are the questions that we had last year with them. When the games were tight, what can they do?
Yeah, well, we'll see what happens when they go to Miami, because I know Oklahoma City is a very good road team. Like I said, they're going to be very focused. They're going to bring that A game. Kevin Durant is going to be on fire. Mark my words, folks. He is going to be on fire in Miami. So they better be prepared.
Yeah, I'm curious to see what role players are going to step up now. I mean, Shane Battier is already doing his thing. Is it going to be easier for Mike Miller? You know, Haslam going to do something? Because everybody else has been quiet. Chris Bosh is, now that he's back in the lineup, he didn't listen to us in game one, clearly. We told him he should be starting from jump, but he learned that lesson quick. You know, Bosh had a nice rebounding game, got 15 boards.
That was big.
Yeah, he had a great game, actually played like a big man. I'm expecting Oklahoma City to play a lot better on the board-wise. I mean, you can't have one dude, Chris Bosh is basically out-rebounding your whole front court.
Exactly. Especially with a guy like Ibaka and Perkins, you got to do better than that.
Yeah, Ibaka gained 2 7 points, 4 rebounds. The 5 blocks are always nice, but only 2 of 5, that's clearly not enough. They have to get him more involved. Nick Collins didn't even take a shot. It just shows they're not creating for the other guys.
Yeah.
And they have an advantage inside. You have to use it because, you know, it's going to be crazy in Miami. I mean, they don't have the fan base Oklahoma City does. I mean, well, most teams don't. But Miami, you know, is Miami fans going to come out? Because, you know, I've heard games where they weren't even selling out games. I'm like, how are you not selling out games? You know, they sell up Miami like it's everybody wants to play in Miami. Like, since when? I guess since Dwayne Wade got there. Because this is what Miami people weren't like, oh, let's go play for the Heat. Like, you know, you got Dwayne Wade, you made some noise. But even then, people weren't jumping to go to Miami. You just got the big fish who came to Miami, and that's all you need.
Mm-hmm.
And now Miami is the hot spot. Like, dudes have never been coming to Miami like that.
Oh, no.
They go
like
for vacation.
That. Yeah.
I'm sure they like
playing
in Miami.
Out there.
Right.
You know, I'm going to playing for the team.
Right. Or I'm on the road. We get to go to Miami on the road. Sweet.
Exactly. Go crash at my house.
Yeah, but they don't have the same. The fan base isn't the same. But, you know, three games. Miami has home court.
See if they can hold it.
Yeah, we can. Oklahoma City just needs. Oklahoma City needs to win one. They want to win two. I don't see them. I don't see either team winning all three. I like Oklahoma City to win. I'm assuming they'll pull one of these two out. Now, winning game three will put a lot of pressure on Miami. And vice versa, who is pressure on Oklahoma City right now.
Oh, yeah. But if Oklahoma City comes up firing and wins game three,
pressure's back home.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I can't wait. It's going to be a nice game.
We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back with the Brothers Layman Sports Happy Hour.
Holla.
Yo, I'm having trouble at the crib. I'm going at it with my baby mother where I live. While the soldiers bleed, the economy recede. And all she wanna watch is reality TV. But from us a real life, the strange love. Some behavior I couldn't figure the flavor of. Dropped out of charm school when she fell in love with New York. And love money, that's what I'm not made of. I bought a membership to the Celebrity Fit Club to see if I could stand a real chance with this love. It don't make sense the way she tried to turn a G to a J. But need tough love, don't get it mixed up. I was one of them wild boys shooting for size more. She was a little live drawn, watching her eyes more. The best we ever had it going for broke like Eddie Griffin or Danny Bonaducci. But nope, she never listened when I drop a super sweet 16. Daydreaming of becoming Miss Rap Supreme. Or maybe making a band, but bring your guns out. Sing your lungs out, move out like daddy's girls out of run south. But that's against all odds. Pick up artists might come and try to flip y'all rides. Real is real housewives of Atlanta, yeah, it's real outside. It ain't like an episode of College Hill outside. Whether it be for the love of the payday or for the love of trying to have a baby for Ray J. The most smartest model on Project Runway. She wanna be Gamora living life in a fab lane and change her last name. And since Gotti's way was passing, she watched Salt and Pepper and Celeb Rehab Day. That's all she talk about at the cafe. I swear to God, it drove me to drink about half a carafe. Hey, my head's so spinning, I'm so through with women who watch reruns of the Real World with dinner and Kim Kardashian moms and Bruce Jenner and 3-6 Mafia Show and Jerry Springer, Scott Baio 46 and Knocked Up. I'd rather see the first 48 are locked up. Instead, it's just a nanny 911. I'm trading spouses. Extreme makeover. She rearranged the couches now. She keep changing outfits. I'm about to have to get a Dr. Phil to do something about this. The house not fresh. She not top chef. I tell her Viva La Bam. She tell me not yet. Watching Cribs looking at shit. She never gonna get America's best dance crew. She trying to do the step. About to do it like Beyonce and tell her to the left. Truth be told, she about to television me to death. Yo.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Brothers Layman Sports Happy Hour. Well, the Big Apple, apparently Phil Jackson does not want to coach his old team. Doesn't even feel tempted. Said on on HBO Real Sports, basically they don't fit together. Amari doesn't fit well with Carmelo, which everybody in the world
clumsy.
See that. Yeah, that's hilarious. People thought it. I don't know why people thought he was actually going to come back now. No,
that's
he doesn't
New
do
York.
That. They don't win. They're not getting out the first round. You know, if you're a second round, third round type team, and you just need a little more push, Phil Jackson will come in and help you out. But the Knicks, who wants to touch that? You know, Mike Woodson, I wish him luck. It didn't work for D'Antoni, but kind of had that feeling that it wasn't going to work, just for the fact that he has a. Basically, he has a Western Conference system, and he's coaching in the East.
Yeah.
Eastern is all about defense.
I had to agree with Phil, man. I mean, look, you got Amare, who should be a beast. You got Tyson Chandler, who, in my opinion, shouldn't have won Defensive Player of the Year. Should have gone to Serge Ibaka, in my opinion, but that's neither here nor there. Carmelo Anthony is a ball hog. He shoots the ball. In my opinion, I think he shoots more than anybody else in the league, in which he should be. The Knicks should be much better than they are. They should be a much better team than they are. I don't blame Phil for not going to that team. You have a guy who doesn't want to pass. He has to shoot all the time. The ball stops when he gets the ball because he's automatically looking for the shot. Amari is always hurt. You know, he hasn't been the same since he had that microfracture surgery on his knee. And he needs a very good point guard, you know, to play well. In my opinion, Denver lost nothing and gained so much when they got rid of Carmelo because the ball, like I said, starts to move now. You know, you got Ty Lawson. They've got some good pieces from that trade. And Carmelo wanted to go to the big city. He wanted to go to New York. And you see where they are now. It's really not working. In my opinion, I don't think it's going to work. Good luck to Carmelo. You see why he has a sorry-ass playoff record, and now you see why. Because he's a ball hog.
He has been a ball hog. I mean, he goes, you know, we've seen it. Jordan was like that early. You're just a ball hog. He hasn't figured out how to make other people better. That's his problem. That's pretty much his main problem. Dude is a top three scorer in the league.
Well, he shoots it 50 freaking times a game. He should
no,
be.
No, but he is. You can't deny he's a top. Not just because he shoots. Because part of it, he shoots because he can flat out do it. He can score.
Yes, he can score. Yes, he can score. But my goodness, he don't play defense.
Nah, he just sucks the ball in. You know, we see players like that. Monte Ellis, them dudes who just feel like, oh, it's a black hole. You know, and Kobe Bryant for a good part of his career was like that. All right, he's taking it. He's shooting it. He's going to take 30 shots. And when he's on, it's cool. But when he's not, he's just shooting, and we're all just standing there watching.
Well, that's not what makes you a great player, one of the top in the league.
I'll put it this way. In Denver, when they went to the Western Conference Finals, that team was close because you had a point guard. You had a guard who would run the point for a top coach in the league who has a personality that's like, get in line. This is the way we're going to do it. George Karl has a proven track record. I mean, look what he did for JaVale McGee. You know, but he is a good coach. He's gotten a lot out of them Nuggets. And, you know, maybe he was asking too much for Carmelo. You know, you had at least Chauncey Billups there. So you have somebody who could be like, I'm the point guard for the coach. Me and the coach are in rhythm. I know we'll be running. And he could make big shots. So Carmelo at least had somebody else to pass to. And they had a nice team around him. But, you know, J.R. Smith is a ball hog, which he's on the next two cheats. It's just they got too many ball stoppers. There's not enough of them gritty role players that you like to talk about that they have.
And Jeremy Lin was, you know, he was the ish when he finally blew up, but even he was taking a lot of shots.
Yeah, and he has the ability to be. He's not a 8-point. I'm an 8-point 10 assist guy. Jeremy Lin can put up. He can get a double-double. He's not getting a lot of points.
He can get you like 15 and 10. In a traditional offense, he can get you like, you know, 15 and 10.
Yeah, if he was at least the third option. You at least let him create and get some shots off and open it up for other people. You know, but he has a ways to go. I mean, he had a nice season, great season. I mean, for coming from nowhere to, you know, sleeping on your boy couch to start everybody knowing your name.
Everybody know who you are now.
So, and he's in New York, so expectations are going to be very high for that team.
Yeah.
I blame James Dolan. That's when and Isaiah. All of that beforehand, he's fucked it up. You had Donnie Walsh. You cleared out all that cap room to make a run at LeBron. Now, him not choosing you was not your fault. You did everything. You sold it right. Come to New York. The biggest stage, and he didn't want that.
No.
I mean, I can't blame him for joining up with another superstar. I can't hate on that. I mean, he's getting all the damn attention. It's not like, oh, I didn't choose New York, so I'm not getting all the media and all the attention. He's got cameras following his ass all the time. And it's in Miami. It's not New York, so he didn't have to get as criticized as much, even though he's criticized a whole damn lot.
Yes. Yeah.
No, Jim. You know, Donnie Walsh had a plan. He didn't want to give up that much for Carmelo. James Dolan said, "I don't care." And I mean, what? Yeah, Wilson Chandler, Gallinari. I mean, come on, yeah, Wilson Chandler, Gallinari, Raymond Felton. You had Amare, Mozgov. They probably go farther with that team than the one they got.
Well, I said Denver gained a lot by giving up.
Oh, yeah, Denver got they stole, and I loved it. I was not mad at them. I was like, no, we're not giving this dude up. We know you want him. We just going to hold out.
Exactly.
I don't get some of these contracts. Because it's you can tell it's money. Same thing with him. Same thing with Dwight Howard. I really want to go play for this team. Well, this team clearly can sign you as a free agent. Granted, you're not going to make the big, stupid money that you would make if you just got traded there and had the bird rights. You know, you take a little less money, but you in the city you want to be in, and you can win. Nope.
They always tell you, be careful what you wish for.
Yeah. Carmelo could have been like, you know what, I like the team as is, and I'm going to just wait. That way I get to that team and we deep. Nope, I want to get paid. All right, well, you got to break up the whole thing, so now it's just you.
Yep, and you guys suck.
Yep, and we thought the Landry Fields deal was like, well, they kept Landry Fields. That was nice. And ever since Carmelo got there, he has not been great at all.
He has
you
not?
Know, he's basically trade bait now.
Ooh,
you
know, they got to hear that.
Yeah. Then you tack on Tyson Chandler's contract. I mean, your front line is making all your money, and your biggest need you can't pay for. It's like having all this great hitting and no pitching. Like, we need a pitcher really bad. Oh, well, all our money's tied into our bats.
Yeah, man, New York's going to suck for a while. Let's just put it that way.
Yeah. And we can, you know, speaking of dumbass crap, and I don't know where this was. Man, as a Spurs fan, I'm already mad at this stupid Chris Brown Drake shit.
We got Jimmy from Degrassi versus Rihanna whoop-a-bitch.
This, what the hell? And then Meek Mill thrown in there, like he did it, Drake. You know, I can't front like you was talking some shit, and next you know, you just dipped out. And the brawl happened, you're like, well, I wasn't even there. I'm like, well, what did you do? You clearly set it off, and then you left.
Yeah, that was,
talking
I don't
shit
know.
And running.
That was a little punk move by Drake.
Yeah, and in all of that, the point guard of my team gets some glass in his fucking eye from going out to have a good time.
That sucks.
And it ain't even his fault. I'm sorry for the chick who got hit with the bottle. That looked awful.
Yeah, man.
Wow.
I was like, goodness gracious. See, this is why ignorant niggas, niggas are different from black people, folks. Ignorant niggas mixed with alcohol is a bad idea.
It gets crazy.
People get stupid.
Dumb stupid.
They get stupid, and then stupid stuff happens, and this is the prime example.
Man, I'm so mad. I'm glad he's only sitting out a week.
Yeah, fortunately for Tony Parker, it wasn't major damage. You know, he's not blind in the eyes. He can still see. Fortunately for him, so and his family. So hope he just recuperates. They said he'd still be able to play on his French team, so looks like all will be good. And I don't know what's going on with Drake and Chris Brown, but kill that and whatever.
They didn't learn. Like, didn't we have the same kind of issue at Auburn? Didn't it almost the same stupid crap over a girl?
Yep.
And we just gonna start and ruin up everything, and people get hurt and affected because you can't control your emotions.
Yeah.
Just because somebody might have been like, "Yeah, I'm fucking your chick, yo ex."
Y'all ain't even together anymore. So what?
Dude,
big
you beat
deal.
Her. You were kicking her
exactly,
ass.
Exactly, man.
Clearly, you didn't
her
want
ass.
Her. Oh, you was, or unless you was on that wife beater talk. You know I love you. Then come over here and take this right hook.
I heard a bunch of people talk about, well, she hit him first. I'm like, look, man, biologically, you know women are not as physically strong as men. Dude, she might have hit you, but it's not like you can't take the hit.
Dude, it was like, if she hits you, and that's how you do. What happens? That's like, what happens when you get into a real fight?
Exactly.
You gonna shank this dude? Like you gonna pick up a brick? You gonna snap his neck?
I'm a killer, nigga.
Yeah. I mean, if she hits you and you was like, oop, and you just and you hit her back and was like, oh damn, my bad. See what happens? Don't be hitting me. I can't, you know. But you would just hit her and hit.
Nah, I heard he slammed her against the dashboard and shit. It's like, well, damn, nigga.
Ain't no need to fight over it. It's
no
over.
Need for all and, that.
And
God,
look, and you,
Lord.
Yeah, and you messing up the hopes of basketball fans in San Antonio by doing dumb crap like that.
Don't go to San Antonio, nigga. You are not liked at this very moment.
No, I know there are some chicks who was like, ooh, he was starting to fight in the club. Ooh, that turned me on. Team Chris Brown.
The society we live in.
Yeah.
Speaking of society we live in and rappers, how about the entitlement complex by Lil Wayne?
Man.
I cannot believe this dude. He is really starting to irk me and get on my nerves with all of this feeling holier than thou and he should be entitled to courtside seats at the Oklahoma City game. It's like, look, man, these are paying fans who have been selling the games out for Oklahoma City since they got there. The staff and the owners are going to support their fan base. Yes, you are a star. Yes, you are Lil Wayne. Dude, you're a rapper. You are not the president of the United States. You are not, you know, you're not the governor of Oklahoma City.
Yeah, you're just a pop. You're basically just a pop star. That's all you are.
Yeah, you're just a celebrity. And because, you know, you're a celebrity, you should not feel like you're entitled to everything.
Yeah,
I hate that about celebs.
Right. What was he going to say? Like, Oklahoma City sucks. Don't come here. All right, well, okay. Give me your ticket then. All right.
And then
I'm
tweeting,
glad, yeah,
I'm
glad.
Oh, Miami beats the dog shit out of them. It's like, dude, don't be mad just because, you know, you didn't get to sit where you wanted to sit. They still allowed your ass to come to the game. Stop complaining.
And the funny thing is, he went through all that in Game 3 in the Western Conference Finals, tweeted all that bullshit, and then he got to go to Game 1. Why would you go back? Why would you go? Like, I know, yes, I'm a basketball fan. I'd love to go to Game 1, too. But if I had a bad experience where I'm going to tweet about it and basically say they was racist.
And that's the
why you going
thing
back?
I've ever heard. Racism? Really?
Go in the box, dude. Is it like that? If you want floor seats, courtside seats, to a place where folk who got money ain't giving them seats up.
Not at all.
You know, you can jet set and do whatever you want and go here, there, wherever. These people, this is probably the hot ticket of the year.
Dude, this is Oklahoma City. This is not Los Angeles. This is not Miami. This is not New York. This is a small town in Oklahoma. My goodness. There's one place, Lil Wayne, one place where I would assume you would get nothing but love from that basketball team, and that is in New Orleans, your hometown. You know, you were a big part of helping them, you know, put them on the map, you know, along with the New Orleans Saints. You know, you were there supporting them through that whole Katrina event. You know, you helped bring the city back. But to feel entitled to be at an Oklahoma City game, sorry, brother, you're not entitled to that.
Yeah, why tweet again after the fact? You went to the game one. You got the seats you wanted. Now what's the problem? Oh, well,
exactly.
Okay, well, look.
That's a baby.
Fine. When game 6 and 7, if there is a game 6 and 7 in Oklahoma City, which I hope there is, don't bring your ass. All right, the first time, okay. Now you got the seats you want, and now you're bitching some more. Don't compound it and do it the third time.
And here's my thing. You're a millionaire. Buy some fucking tickets.
I guess he did the second for the finals. But yeah, the first one, like, just
shit.
It was a hot ticket and you couldn't get in and they weren't going to let you have a ticket. They was already sold. Yes, do like the rest of us. Damn, I really wanted them tickets. Oh, fuck. Oh, well.
I got to watch it on my 80-inch screen TV. Oh, well, that sucks.
Yeah.
That's
oh, nice. I'll just sit over here behind, instead of row 1, I'll sit in row 3. No, I don't want that. I need to sit in row one.
Dude.
Like,
really?
And then that whole incident last year where he was bitching and moaning because LeBron and D-Wade didn't dap him up and say hi to him. It's like, dude, grow the fuck up. How about you take the name Little out of your first name and start acting like Wayne? Start acting like a grown man, not a little boy.
Yep. He's like Lil Wayne Weezy F Baby. What? Yes.
Yes.
You were effing baby.
You were effing baby.
Weezy, you were effing baby. Jesus. Come on, man.
Please say the baby. And I will say you are the baby.
Yeah, you don't get the Andrew Bynum. He's young and immature, Pat. Dude, you've been in the spotlight since you was 12.
Exactly.
Figure it out. If you ain't learned what it's like to be in a celebrity and fame by now, you ain't gonna learn.
Now, I know you're a big sports fan, brother, but come on. You can't cross that line and start trying to play the race card. We can't do that.
No. Can't do that.
Jesus.
What else? Tiger had a terrible round today.
Yeah,
in the U.S. Open.
He did.
Went five over par. He's now 5.
Wasn't
back.
He just tied for first?
Yeah, he was tied going in. Then hit 6 bogeys, 1 birdie, bogeyed 2 of the last 3. They said this is his, when he has the share of the lead going into Sunday, this is his worst score ever.
Oh, man, Tiger, my friend. I don't know what to say. I'm speechless.
Yeah, I hope. That's going to be hard. I mean, people are going to be pulling for you. People will be watching.
Oh, of course.
Tomorrow. Just the fact that you're behind to see what you're going to do. Bring the white folk in. Make that money for golf, dude. Shoot. I mean, I might watch a little bit just to see. Where is he at? Is he getting close? You know, is he like 2 behind now? Okay. Keep my eye on it.
Well, he's tied for 14th right now. So, I mean, he still has a chance. He still has a chance.
Yeah, he always does. He's played well. You know, of course, once he tends to always win right before the major, and then he gets favored. If he makes it close, cool. Yeah, I hope he wins a major sometime soon.
I do too. People can get off his back.
Leave him alone.
Yeah. I mean, you got some good golfers. There are some other good golfers out there. I can't even hate. You know, I got to give some love to Jim Furyk. He's doing his thing. You know, Ernie Els is in the top 4 right now, tied for 4th, doing his thing. So I mean, there's some good golfers who are playing really well right now. So. We'll see how everything plays out tomorrow and who ends up bringing home the trophy.
Oh, yeah.
And the millions.
Oh, yeah. You know, that large purse and another major. Will it be somebody new or will Tiger steal the spotlight and we can get all focused on him until the game 3 starts and then we can forget about him?
Exactly.
We want to thank everybody for tuning in to the Brother Lamer Sports Happy Hour. Thank you for joining us. Once again, you can find our show at www.blackisonline.com. Got a lot of great shows on there. You can also check out the well-known Black Is Break featuring Casey Lehman and the Black Is family. You can also find us on Stitcher and iTunes under Black Is Podcast. Let us know what you think. Leave us ratings. You can hit us up at Brother Lehman on Twitter. Email us at thebrotherslayman@gmail.com or you can give us a call at 323-455-4219.
We'd like to thank y'all for listening to us tonight. I hope you enjoyed it. And from the Brothers Layman, this is Jonathan and Chris signing off, saying have a good evening. We'll see you guys next time. From the Brothers Layman Happy Hour, we'll be giving it to you strong and it goes down smooth.
Take it easy.
Holla.
Another day, another dollar. I got mine, ain't got nothing to borrow. Fuck a role model, never had one to follow. Lot of cotton mouth rappers, I'm a hard one to swallow. Here's another hard one to gargle. fuck your life, that's the motto. I'm nice with Mike's customato. Drug related blunt guts all up in your condo. Hate a nosy woman, why you all up in my condo? Let me hold something. Look at you killers like you owe something, stole something. Give me my paper before I blow something right now. Give me my fucking shit, chicka I want it right now. Give me my fucking shit, chicka pie. Shady niggas hiding the loot. You see my baby need shoes and the record label trying to recoup. I want it right now. Give me my fucking shit, chicka and I mean right now. Give me my fucking shit, chicka pie. Gun battles, so many chains in the neck, hands and feet. Niggas say I'm shackled, sky blue, cherry cloth, low pullover. Content like a 2010 new Hover. Movies on, never ran it. Call me a dog, we shitting everywhere, cause niggas can't stand it. Terminate faggots who violate the square. Goon therapy, SI, we don't fight fear. Beef, we can get it on right here. And that includes y'all low niggas wearing tight gear.
On guard, and that's your target, aim right there. My money long and green like Buzz Lightyear. I'm all right here. The way I move the blow, fuck a show. You would think it was an all white affair. Ben Fuego, more fire here. And you see me getting money off the water like a Paul Barrel there. No Newports, Marlboro's here. Blow smoke at the smoke in your face, bitch. I ain't never care. Get shot down when the dog smell fair. Let me hold something. Look in your face like you owe something.
Let me hold something. Look at you killers like you owe something. Stole something. Give me my paper before I blow something right now. Give me my fucking shit. Chick, I want it right now. Give me my fucking shit. Chick a pie. Shady niggas hiding the loot. You see my baby need shoes. And the record label trying to recoup. I want it right now. Give me my fucking shit. Chick a pie. And I mean right now. Give me my fucking shit. Chick a pie.
I'm playing for the Bucks like Hakeem Warwick. Nickel bag in the park. My team on it. They want it like that in the street. It's dry as a well. Hell, that's why I sell crack of the beat. I ain't trying to just happen to eat. I'ma make a nigga dance even if I got the clap of his feet. This is something like lockup, murder behind bars. A warrior, my story defined by my scars. 7:30 verbal, my word works circles. You a jerk, fool, I'll burn you like your birds.
Let
do.
Me hold something. Look at you killers like you owe something, stole something. Give me my paper before I blow something right now. Give me my fucking shit, chick, I want it right now. Give me my fucking shit, chick, a pie. Shady niggas hiding the loot. You see my baby need shoes. And the record label trying to recoup. I want it right now. Give me my fucking shit, chick, and I mean right now. Give me my fucking shit, chick, a pie.